23,000 applications for electricity subsidy, and in international news, thousands protest in Bangkok calling for Thai PM to resign.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
Now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has issued a stern warning to public service workers against the misuse of public resources, emphasizing that all government funds must be utilized strictly for their intended purposes. Speaking during the commemoration of the 2025 Africa Public Service Day under the theme Enhancing the Agility and Resilience of Public Institutions to Achieve Equitable Governance and Rapidly Address Historical Service Delivery Gaps, President Hichilema has stated that no public officer would be shielded if found engaging in financial misconduct. The head of state said his government has enhanced the monitoring of public resources. The president said this in a speech read on his behalf by Minister of Information and Media, Cornelius Mwetwa.
We need to change the way we govern our country, that an average and ordinary citizen of this country should feel fairly and firmly represented by those of us who hold ourselves to represent them and not represent ourselves. Government, your government, has taken deliberate and strategic steps to leverage digital technologies to bridge historical service delivery gaps and enhance citizen engagement. Key interventions under implementation include the Government Service Bank and e-government platform.
In Zambia, Congress of Trade Unions President Blake Mulala has called for improved conditions of service for public sector workers.
We call upon government to ensure that the working conditions of public service workers are continually improved. This includes fair wages, secure tenure, decent pension, and a dignified retirement. It also includes protecting workers from harassment, political victimization, and unfair dismissals. As a labor movement, we are proud of the efforts made by the public service workers who continue to deliver results in ever-increasing difficulties, economic conditions amid budgetary constraints, inflationary pressure, and rising cost of living.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia has called on government to urgently transfer teachers within the Saka province to correct the uneven distribution of teaching staff across schools. This follows recent revelations by Lusaka Provincial Education Officer Terry Changwe that while some schools in the city are overstaffed, others are facing critical shortages of teachers. Speaking to Hot FM News, NACARE's Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chansa has warned that this imbalance could severely impact the quality of education, particularly in under-resourced schools. He has further urged the Ministry of Education to investigate the underlying causes behind teacher movements, noting that some schools are consistently losing staff while others are becoming overcrowded. NACARES has emphasized the need for strategic and data-driven deployment of teachers to promote fairness and improve learning outcomes across the education system.
What must be done is for the same office working with the DEB's office Lusaka to make sure that that kind of balancing of teachers is done, because it's not something that is cast in concrete. They can do transfers so that where they are overstaffed, some teachers can be transferred to go and work where their services are needed.
NI specialist at Chipata Central Hospital, Dr. Simon Chishisi, has raised concern over the low public turnout for free eye health services, despite the high prevalence of conditions such as cataracts in Eastern Province. Dr. Chishisi said the facility continues to offer free eye checkups, treatment, and related medical services, but the response from the public remains disappointingly low. He has attributed the low turnout to several factors, including long distances to the hospital, lack of affordable transportation, and limited public awareness about the availability of free eye care services. Dr. Chisi has called for increase public awareness campaigns and community outreach programs to help ensure that more people, particularly in underserved areas, are able to benefit from the free services.
Well, the challenges we face with is, despite the fact that we are well known to say we are offering eye services, the people out there, they have their own problems at the family level. As you know, Chipata Central caters for a rural population, and some of these other rural towns, they are further away from Chipata. So the patients that have cataracts, for instance, they are found in far-flung towns and or districts. So they have that or transportation problems based on their family economical power. So we find that despite the fact that we are there for them, they are very few that manage to reach us.
The Medicine Research and Access Platform has called for urgent amendments to the National Health Insurance Management Authority Act to introduce differentiated insurance packages tailored to the needs of various population groups. MedRap Executive Director Lioka Lioka has stated that the current one-size-fits-all approach, where all members are enrolled under general membership category, limits NIMA's capacity to effectively deliver quality healthcare services. He has urged policymakers to prioritize legislative reforms that would enhance NIMA's operational efficiency and ensure equitable access to healthcare across the country. Mr. Lioka has emphasized that a more flexible insurance structure would better align with the principles of universal health coverage and meet the growing demand for accessible and quality health services.
They can no longer just be able to register members as general memberships at the same entry level. That is not assisting NEMA, because the quality of, subscriptions that they are getting is actually a little bit lower. That's number one. And that is why we have consistently called for NEMA to look at the NEMA Act, so that NEMA, as they claim, can be allowed to now be able to offer what we call differentiated packages for different categories of our population. That is very important, and that's what is going to bring NEMA and quality back, to service provision at that level.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Rural Electrification Authority has announced that the National Energy Advancement and Transformation Project has recorded an impressive 23,695 applications since the launch of the electricity connection subsidy on May 29, 2025. The authority has also revealed that the subsidy, enabled through a $10 million facility supported by the World Bank, aims to provide 23,695 new standard electricity connections to households and small to medium enterprises in rural areas. It says that under this initiative, eligible customers are only required to pay 300 kwacha for a standard connection, a significant reduction from the standard fee of 4,846 kwacha. This is according to a statement issued by Rural Electrification Authority Corporate Affairs Department.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Thousands of protesters have gathered in the Thai capital, Bangkok, calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Pei Tong Tan Sinawat after a phone call she had with the former Cambodian leader Hun Sen was leaked. In the call, which was about a recent incident on their border, she addressed Hun Sen as uncle and said the Thai military commander handling the dispute just wanted to look cool and said things that are not useful. The call has sparked public anger. The BBC has more.
Health authorities in southern Europe are warning people to stay indoors as temperatures continue to rise. Southern Spain is the worst affected area, but Portugal, Italy and France also have emergency medical services on standby. Indonesia's president, Prabowo Subianto, has attended an event to mark the launch of a giant factory near the capital, Jakarta, which will make batteries for electric vehicles. The president of Serbia, Alexander